Once he was in New York and part of Benny Goodman's sextet, Christian's popularity grew quickly. For three consecutive years in the Downbeat magazine polls of 1940, 41, and 42, Christian was voted best guitarist. And during this time, he was in the legendary jam sessions that presaged the birth of modern jazz. So outside his fame with the sextet, Charlie Christian was a welcome fixture at Minton's, sitting in after hours with guys like Thelonious Monk, Dizzy Gillespie, and Lester Young, and they kept a stool ready for him on the bandstand, where it sounded something like this. Fortunate to have these rare and precious recordings of Charlie Christian. These were just jam sessions at Minton's in May of 1941. And the titles were probably added later, things like Swing to Bop, or this was called Up on Teddy's Hill. Teddy Hill was the owner at that time of Minton's. And for a kid from the sticks who was the new toast of the town, the world was his oyster, maybe a little too much for a young man in his early 20s. Everyone wanted to jam with Charlie all night long. Everyone wanted to party with him all night long and all day long and buy him booze and drugs. And I haven't mentioned yet that Charlie had tuberculosis. Not too bad at first, a persistent cough, but he got poor health care, poor advice, and deteriorated rapidly. And by July 1941, he was too sick to play. It's hard to know, really, if it was the tuberculosis or the partying and all-night jam sessions that killed Charlie Christian, but at his death in March of 1942, he was 25 years old. Benny Goodman privately paid his medical bills. In less than 2 years, Christian had completely revolutionized the role of guitar in jazz music and soon American popular music.